Peterson looking for some running room back inside the 25 down near the 20-yard line. So Bryce Peterson had a flag on the play. And once again, Dixie pulls out the pass interception. So a game of turnovers. As this is Friday the 13th for both of the teams. From the Phoenix 37 to the Phoenix 20. And a flag at about the 25-yard line. Let's see if it's against Dixie, and it may be. Personal foul against Dixie. And is it a dead ball foul? That's a question. It's first down and 10 at the 20. Mark off the personal foul. So personal foul against Dixie. Mark it back to the 36. It'll be first down at the Phoenix 36-yard line. First down and 26 yards to go at the Phoenix 36. So Dixie still struggling, but with a 16-0 lead. 6:40 left in the first half of play in one of the oddest games that I have seen. Never had a chance to call. 16-0, it's been the defense that scored exclusively for Dixie. High formation, back to pass. Brooke Burley throws it low and to the left side, but it's picked off by Brent Nyberg at the 31-yard line. Gain of 5 yards on the play. Burley back in there. Burley looked like he was trying to hit the outside part of the plate with the fastball. Hall of Fame pitch, but not the best of passes. But Nyberg turned it into a little bit of lemonade. That lemon of a pass, like it's second down. 21 yards to go. I shouldn't be that hard because Burley just buzzed it. And if it was, had been a little closer to the defender, it might have been a problem. Sean Hutchinson back into the lineup. Still looking for that 1,000-yard barrier. 6:34 left in the first half of play. The officials want a timeout. Don't like the shape of the football, I guess, or something. Kirk Glott got up there, put his hands on the football, and now switch of footballs. Put it near the 32-yard line, actually. So second down, closer to 22 yards to go than to 21. To the left side, Brent Nyberg. To the right side, Kendall Smith. I formation, Stokes. In front of the tailback, John Hutchinson, who has a towel hanging off of his hip. Handoff goes to Hutchinson. Hutchinson looking for some running room. Hutchinson is going to have his jersey torn away from the left shoulder down near the 30-yard line, almost to the 29. So Hutchinson, not much of a gain that time. Will have to replace the jersey. It's torn. Will he have to come out? Hutchinson will come out while Prentice Lanier comes in. Let's see if we have a change of jerseys. Or if we're going to have a... We'll check and see if there's a change of jerseys coming up for Hutchinson or a little repair work. Prentice Lanier in. Timeout called by Dixie with 6:02 left in the first half of play. Dixie 16, Phoenix nothing. Back in 60 seconds. When you hear the crash...
At Jones Paint and Glass, you'll find people who have been making people happy for 50 years. Now in St. George at 596 East Tabernacle. And featuring paint from Fuller O'Brien like the liquid velvet latex. Jones Paint and Glass. Come see us.
Whether it's tires, safety inspection, brakes, shocks, engine work, or just a stop by and say hello, AAA Tire and Service Center will make you feel comfortable and welcome. They specialize in all kinds of mechanic work and will have you on your way soon. So stop by at AAA Tire and Service Center, 776 South Bluff in St. George, your new Goodyear dealer, AAA Tire and Service Center.
Let's double check. I think Sean Hutchinson is going to wear number 11, which is a number of redshirt quarterback Chad Fletcher. Let's double check and see if that is number 11 in there. The 30 jersey was just torn, ripped down the middle, almost as if you had a zipper in the front and had divided it asunder, if you will. 6:02 left in the first half of play. 16-0. Dixie with a defensive show so far. Cater Daly, two pass interceptions. Plus Dixie with a safety on quarterback Mike McMahon for Phoenix. And there you have the 16-0, the two extra points by Frank Lemon. And all in the first quarter. Dixie has done nothing here in the second quarter. It's been a trading of mistakes for both teams. Sean Hutchinson wearing number 11 now. with the running backs behind quarterback Burley. Back to pass, setting up the screen pass, has it to Hutchinson at the 35. Hutchinson at the 30, dancing to the 26, and that's it. Hutchinson ridden down there, and a flag on the play from across the field. John Crowe on the tackle from the Dixie side of the field, clear across the field. The flag has been thrown. The pass was complete to Hutchinson. We had this happen last year with Kelvin Minifee also. And I believe it was against Phoenix College that Minifee had to switch uniforms. I'll double check during our next time out. Put it at the 26-yard line. Is it a dead ball foul? Pass is complete. Personal foul, Dixie. Personal foul. And mark it from where? From the 26? Yes, so it will be complete to the Phoenix 26-yard line. Fourth down coming up. 15-yard penalty. And once again, Dixie has been penalized in shades of last week. Some strange things taking place, but not quite as obviously strange. Dixie making a lot of mistakes. Put it back at the Phoenix 41-yard line. Fourth down, 31 yards to go in a punting situation for the first time tonight for Dixie. 5:44 left. Dallin Carter, the punter, at the 41-yard line. Carter looking for the sidelines and shanks it almost into the lap of Dixie coach Greg Croshaw. Hit it off the side of the foot, and the fans a little concerned about that. Back to the 41-yard line. Went nowhere. And so a night of mistakes after all of the exciting things that took place last night on the high school game. This has been a game of errors. 5:28 left in the first half of play at the Phoenix 41-yard line. First down and 10 for the Bears. McMahon back to pass under pressure. Throws deep to the right side. Has his man out there as a complete. Jernigan drops it. Stride for stride with him is Sid Smith. Incompleted pass. Smith looked over his left shoulder. Jernigan looked over his right shoulder, and the pass came between them. Jernigan had his hands on it, couldn't hang on to it. Second down, 10 yards to go. It looks like wholesale substitutions between each down as a running back and a receiver come in each time for the Phoenix Bears. Melvin Ford into the lineup, spelled F-O-A-R-D. And off goes to the first man through, who will not get very far through. Back to the line of scrimmage, maybe a yard for Phoenix College. Down along the ankles, James Dressey. Getting up limping is, let's double check, I think Doug Lewis. Lewis, the running back that time. Lewis, who has had some good run backs in this game. Gain of maybe a half yard on the play. Almost to the 42-yard line. So a third down and a short 10 yards coming up. Split the running backs back to pass McMahon. McMahon under pressure is buried by John Anderson. Back at the 31-yard line. Anderson came through as Dixie turned the horses loose and a sack on McMahon. John Anderson is having a whale of a game also. Anderson and Reeve, Rich Cafusi, Dave Morrison, everyone's having the good game. Instead of at the third, they're going to mark it at the 35-yard line. Back to the 35. Loss of 6 yards. Fourth down, 16 yards coming up for Phoenix College. And to do the punting, Tony Camino. Camino, the 6'1 freshman. Dixie with three ball players back on the punt. The snap, Dixie's defense, giving the football back to Dixie. They carry. Taken there by Kendall Smith at the 37-yard line of Dixie. So the punt by Camino. And Smith on the reception. First down and 10. Put it at the Dixie 37-yard line. So with 4:01 left in the ball, first half of this ball game, Dixie with a 16-0 lead takes over. First and 10. Just short, inches short of the 37-yard line. Once again, Dixie versus New Mexico Junior College basketball will immediately follow this game. Dixie College versus Phoenix College in football right now. Wide receiver each side. Handoff goes to Sean Hutchinson. Hutchinson wearing that number 11 up to the 39-yard line. So Hutchinson on the carry. Gains a couple of yards on the play. Second down, about 8 yards to go. And Hutchinson still working to try to get that 1,000 yards. 23 yards short now, unofficially. Put it at the 39-yard line, just across the 39, second down. About 7.5 yards to go. So a gain of a couple of yards, about 2.5 yards by Hutchinson. To the left side, Nyberg. To the right side, Kendall Smith. High formation again on the running backs. Stokes the fullback, Hutchinson the tailback. Back to pass, Burley pumps once, pumps twice, incomplete. Intended out to the right side to Kendall Smith, covered out there by Cornell. Burley buzzed the pass, but missed the pass receiver. Put it at the, keep it at the Dixie 39-yard line. Third down, 8 yards to go. Dixie struggling offensively. Defensively, it's been a gem of a game for the Rebels as they've just bottled up Phoenix College. Phoenix trying to be a balanced team this year, run and pass, been forced more to the pass because of injuries to running backs. Dixie's taking advantage of that. Split the running backs behind the quarterback, Burley. Draw play, yes, there it is to Rod Staley. Staley works his way to first down territory at the 48-yard line. Stopped behind that first down marker. Just drug a ball player with him. And Rod Staley on the first down. Put it at the 48-yard line of Dixie. First down and 10, and so the drive is still alive. 16-0 Dixie, 3:12 left in the first half of play. Staley comes out trying to replace an elbow pad. And somehow was moved down around the wrist. I know how. A whole bunch of hands in there with Phoenix uniforms wrapped around them. Wide receivers each side. Back to pass. Burley goes to the right side. Two flags on the play. Burley flips the pass out right into the hands of Pat Lavin. A flag in the backfield. A flag on the left side by the Phoenix bench. And once again, and what's become a mistake-filled ball game, there are plenty of penalty flags. Who has the penalties, where, and when? The discussion among the officials right now. We're still looking. We'll be calling J&J Building Supply, play of the game, and be listening for that. Then listen to XV Kelly Show Monday through Friday of next week between 6 a.m. and 10 a.m. You could win some prizes, courtesy of J&J. Holding against Dixie. Procedure call against Dixie. Take your pick. Procedure is 5 yards, holding 10 yards. Give you three guesses. Or you could turn them down, both of them. The decision now, stepping up to make that decision, is David Reagan. Yes, and it is spelled like the president, from Sunny Slope High School in Arizona. David and Daryl Reagan, both on this Phoenix College team. And with 2:48 left in the first half of play, the decision is, what do you do? Do you take the penalty? Do you take the down? The officials throw their hands in the air. The Phoenix College team throws its hands in the air. Strange, strange night. A strange aura, if there is such a thing, about this night. Holding against Dixie. And mark off the 10 yards. Where do you take it from? Mark it back to, and they finally decide, at the 38-yard line. So holding against Dixie. Okay, now we're ready to go about their business. First down and 20, put it back at the Dixie 38-yard line. Sean Hutchinson looking for that 1,000-yard mark for one of the few times this year he did not score. And that was last week against Snow College as Rod Staley had the two touchdowns for Dixie on the ground. Brent Nyberg had the one through the air. So Hutchinson, for one of the few times this year, did not score. The leading touchdown producer for Dixie this year, that's Sean Hutchinson. First down, 20 yards to go at the Dixie 38-yard line. On the near hash mark, the team was back huddled almost 15 yards behind the line of scrimmage and closer to the far hash mark. Split the running backs behind quarterback Brooke Burley, who has had a less than his best night for Dixie. Trying to get something generated again. Back to pass, Burley. Shapes up, throws the screen pass to Hutchinson. Hutchinson breaks away from one ball carrier at the 40-yard line, at the 50-yard line, dives to the 45-yard line of Phoenix College, almost to the first down. Mark it at the 44. So the pass complete from Burley to Hutchinson, and he converted that one into a huge gain down to the 44-yard line of Phoenix College. Hutchinson sidestepped two potential tacklers, but there's a flag upfield and bring it back again. And Greg Croshaw, hands on hips, can't believe it. Cliff against Dixie to take away the pass reception. And a game of flags. We may be here until tomorrow with the flags. A lot of mistakes and a Cliff against Dixie. So it'll be first down again. Market back to the Dixie 23-yard line. So the screen pass to Hutchinson will be all brought back. First down, 35 yards to go. First and 35 with 2:32 left in the first half of play. And I think that's the first time I've seen a first and 35 this year for Dixie. Split the running backs behind quarterback Burley. Do you look for the pass? Have to. Back to pass. Burley throws over the middle. Brent Nyberg complete at the 43. Down at the 49-yard line. Brent Nyberg on the reception. And the fans have something to cheer about. Cornell on the tackle. Over the middle. Put it at the 49. And no flags. The loudspeaker announcer Bob Evans says no flags. And that got another cheer. 26-yard gain. Make it second down. 9 yards to go. I never thought I would see this position. Burley back to pass. Steps up over the middle. Complete to Pepino. A flag on the play. Pepino down the sideline. Put it out of bounds at the 16-yard line. But there was a flag. And Burley, the fans now getting into it with the officials. As a flag once again. And Dixie, a little upset against Dixie, but if you make the mistake, you have to bring it back from the 46-yard line. Talking now with David Musselman, the returning all-conference defender for Phoenix College. Put it back at the 39-yard line. Holding call. A hold on Dixie. And it's amazing how many holds have been taking place. Gordon Jolly pleading his case. As Gordon Jolly a little upset. Second down, 19 yards to go. Put it back at the Dixie 39-yard line. And once again a hold. Brooke Burley had to throw with a man on him. Back to pass. Floats the pass over the head of Pepinu. And Burley, after two straight weeks of a lot of strange calls, Burley just plain mistimed everything. Incompleted pass. This is not the type of game you want to look at to say, hey, this is a sterling effort by a couple of teams, because both teams are struggling right now. Dixie's defense has just put a clamp on the Phoenix offense. The Dixie offense, on the other hand, has struggled. Fumbles, pass interceptions, penalties. It's been a less than inspiring effort. 16-0. Dixie leads because of the defense. Screen pass set up to Sean Hutchinson. Drops the pass. There on the pressure for Dixie, or for Phoenix, is David Reagan. Incomplete pass again. Put it at the Dixie 39, and the Dixie offense will give it up. Fourth down, 19 yards to go. 16-0. Dixie with the lead. Wide receivers set out there, but Phoenix has seen this play before, so they have people out there covering. Punting situation. Dallin Carter, who on his first punt of the night got no gain as he shanked it off the right side of his foot. Carter this time booms it. High, drilled punt. Coming down, fair catch called for at the 18-yard line. Taken there by Travis Mowry. And the fans cheering anything, as it's becoming a little more of a fun-loving crowd, I think. Let me throw a little raw meat out there and see if it comes back. A minute 24 left in the first half of play. First down and 10. Put it at the Phoenix 18-yard line. And a real struggle on offense here in the first half for Dixie, as Dixie has been shut down offensively. The defense got 16 quick points on the board, and it's made it stand so far. Quarterback Mike McMahon, wide receivers each side. McMahon back to pass, throwing to the right side. Has it. Complete for the first down across the 40 near the 43-yard line. There on the reception is Christian Barton coming out of the backfield. Barton, running back, picked off that pass and put it at the 42-yard line. Phoenix College, less than 2 minutes left in the half, trying to huddle in a hurry and get things going. First down and 10. Put it at the Phoenix 42-yard line. Back to pass, McMahon throws it. Almost intercepted by Kaler Daly. Had a hand on it. There, the intended receiver was R.J. Lunt again. And Daly had a hand on it. Daly really making a case for himself as the KDXU defensive player of the game. Second down, 10 yards to go. At the Phoenix College 42-yard line. Second and 10. And Kaler Daly putting on quite a show tonight. Most of the defense is. Under pressure, Baker puts the pressure up there. The pass is complete to Cook, or to Jernigan. Jernigan ridden out of bounds by Bryce Peterson, who's also having an excellent night, has a pass reception on his own cause. Put it at the 48-yard line. Al Jernigan on the reception. At the Phoenix 48, is there a timeout called? Yes, Phoenix with 55 seconds left in the half. 16-0 Dixie back in 60 seconds. We'll keep it right here. Strange, strange night at the Phoenix 48-yard line. It'll be third down and 4 yards coming up. As Phoenix wants the timeout. We'll have a brief halftime scoreboard. Maybe not that brief. We'll wait and see. And a reminder that Dixie will be playing New Mexico Junior College in basketball. That game will be coming up immediately following this one. Tonight on Dixie's 890 KDXU. Third down, 4 yards to go. At the 48-yard line of Phoenix College, 16-0. The Dixie defense has done it all here in the first half. Scored the points, shut down Phoenix. The offense, frustrated. Gordon Jolly talking with Kirk Lott along the sidelines. Jolly giving some instructions. He's received some instructions from the officials of what they're calling holding and what they're not. And apparently, there's a disagreement. Gordon Jolly giving some instructions to the offensive line. McMahon back to pass. Pass deflected. Off the hands of Jernigan. Jernigan, a little too low for, or a little too high for him, just got a fingertip on it. Incompleted pass. Make it fourth down. 4 yards to go at the Phoenix 48-yard line. Phoenix will go for it. Fourth and 48 with 51 seconds left in the half. 16-0. Dixie with a lead. We'll recap the scoring at half. Also hear an update on that BYU game. And a reminder, already one game completed tonight. Glendale, or this afternoon, Glendale defeated Snow 31-26 to finish the season undefeated, regular season. The pass thrown up by McMahon is a complete. It is to Jernigan. Yes, first down at the 32-yard line of Dixie. Jernigan picked it off between Ragsdale and Smith. And Al Jernigan, who's heard footsteps earlier this evening, did not that time. At the Dixie 32. First down and 10, 46 seconds left in the half, and Phoenix College looking for a score. One setback, McMahon, the quarterback, wide receivers each side, McMahon looking for help, looping the pass again, incomplete. That little down and out pattern, kind of curling behind the defender, Christian Barton trying to get behind the defender. Incompleted pass, Phoenix trying to make anything they can work. And now threatening. Second down, 10 yards to go at the Dixie 32-yard line. Dixie's defense has stopped Phoenix time and time again and reversed things three times for scores. Mike Richmond, who is walking very slowly, is headed to the locker room ahead of the rest of the team. He's walked all the way around the field and headed to the locker room. The wide receiver pass. McMahon over the middle has it complete to Barton. Flag on the play. And let's see who it's against. Complete to the 14-yard line. There is a flag thrown. Is it going to be against Phoenix College? Most of the penalties tonight have been against Dixie. And it is again. The flag thrown. A defensive hold? No, a hold against Phoenix. Holding, defensive holding against Dixie. Or an illegal use of hands. Greg Croshaw standing there flabbergasted again. Where do you want it? The pass is complete to Barton, and it'll be farther upfield. Mark it at the 14-yard line on that pass completion. Put it at the Dixie 14, first down and 10 for Phoenix. And similar to last week, similar to last week. It's looking eerily like last week's game against Snow College. One setback. That's Lewis. Here comes Dixie on the rush. The pass thrown. Is it intercepted? Yes. Battle four taken by Kaylor Daly. Daly with his third interception of the night. Kaylor Daly just wrestled it away from Cook. And so once again, the defense has risen to the occasion. Daly brings it from the Dixie 2-yard line back to the Dixie 6. And Daly is down on one knee. The officials want a timeout. Apparently, Daly was injured. Daly, who has 104 yards, and add that, another 4 yards, 108 yards, after pass interceptions, plus two touchdowns tonight, may also be our offensive player of the game, the way things are going. Daly will be helped to the sideline. Apparently, wind knocked out of him, or we'll see how serious the injury is. 25 seconds left. In the first half, it'll be first down and 10 for Dixie. And put it at the Dixie 6-yard line. It has been unbelievable how many flags have been thrown tonight. No question, Dixie will finish as the most heavily penalized team this year in the Western States Football League. But there may be dispute over the last couple of games. I formation on the running back, Sean Hutchinson. Still looking for that 1,000-yard barrier. Handoff goes to Rod Staley. Staley pulls his way to the 10-yard line. Maybe to the 11. There on the tackle is number 46, David Reagan, again. So Staley on the carry. Quick burst. Almost a 5-yard gain. 4.5-yard gain. Second down. 6 yards to go. Put it just across the Dixie 10-yard line. And that ends the first half. Everybody takes a sigh of a relief on the Dixie College squad as they go off with a 16-0 lead. Phoenix College otherwise also breathes a sigh of relief because Phoenix College is still within striking distance. 16-0. Dixie with a lead at the half. Let's take a 90-second break. We'll be back and recap the halftime scoring.
At Tri-State Office Supply, taking care of business means taking care of you. The business team at Tri-State excels in creative inventories, stocking items you didn't even know you needed until you discovered they existed. If the need exists, Tri-State has it for you. 36 East Tabernacle is the address, but it's only the starting point. As expansion of services continue, Tri-State office team offers you the largest inventory between Salt Lake City and Los Angeles. Tri-State, for your business.
At Motorsportsland, they've got you covered for a limited time. Buy any new Bayliner Capri at the season's lowest prices and receive a rugged, custom-fitted all-weather canvas cover absolutely free direct from Bayliner. There's no better value on the water than a new Capri from Motorsportsland, and now they'll help you protect your investment while it's off the water with a new travel mooring cover valued at up to $350. Hurry, don't miss this offer and take advantage of closeout prices at Motorsportsland, Southern Utah's marine headquarters.
Now's the time to put Goodyear's popular all-season radials on your car. From the new Goodyear dealer in town, AAA Tire and Service Center. Steel-belted construction and all-season traction make this tire a favorite. Priced at just $29.95 for size P15580R13 white walls. At AAA Tire and Service Center, 776 South Bluff in St. George.
Back at the Hanson Stadium, where Dixie leads by a score of 16-0. It all came early, and it all came by way of the defense. By the way, I checked. It was not against Phoenix last year that Calvin Minifee had his uniform torn. It was against Glendale College last year, where he ended up using two uniform numbers. This year, it's number 11 that's being used by Sean Hutchinson. Well, all year, he's been running with number 30. Now he's wearing number 11. And it might be ironic, he only has 25 yards towards that 48 yards that he needs to break the 1,000-yard barrier. Dixie's offense has been stymied, mostly by penalties and a lot by mistakes. Things began on a good note for Dixie 26 seconds into the game. A pass by Mike McMahon was picked off at the 44-yard line of Phoenix, and Kaylor Daly went right down the sidelines, and 26 seconds into the game, it was 6-0 Dixie. Frank Lemon added the point after to make it 7-0. And that was just an example of what was to come, because from that point on, it was a case of nothing but mistakes for both teams. Pass interception for the touchdown. Dixie on the ensuing kickoff had a 5-yard penalty. Then on the next series of downs, James Dressing and Rich Cafusi joined together, met in the backfield and happened to have, or met in the end zone and happened to have quarterback Mike McMahon of Phoenix College between them. And on that McMahon sandwich, it went as a two-point safety. I guess that's the only safety there is, a two-pointer. The two-pointer for Dixie, and suddenly it was 9-0 with 13-10 left in the first quarter of play. Dixie began a drive that really had their best shot at scoring. As after Phoenix was forced to kick off to Dixie, Dixie began at the 41-yard line, pushed down to the 13-yard line, and then a 30-yard field goal by Frank Lemon missed wide to the right significantly. There was no question about it. Phoenix came right back and started a drive. Dixie had them 4th and 5 at the Phoenix 25, and a punt by Camino was fumbled by Hansen. There was also a roughing the kicker call that was debatable as Sid Smith was blocked into the punter. And that began also a series of strange calls for Dixie, against Dixie, I should say. And Nate Hansen fumbling the football. It was a choice of either take the roughing the kicker call or allow the fumble to stand. And Phoenix College allowed the fumble to stand because the football. And turned the football back to Phoenix College. Then Dixie had another pass interception by Travis Mowry of Phoenix College as Burley threw the pass with 45 seconds left in the first quarter. That stopped a drive. Another pass interception, this time by Mowry, stopped a drive early in the second quarter. Phoenix College could not convert on a 4th and 3 situation. Ended up with an incompleted pass. Dixie turned the ball right back over to them with 10:57 left in the first half on a fumble. And that was the second fumble of the day that Brooke Burley had had on the snap from center, only this was the first one lost. Three plays later, Phoenix College turned the ball over as Mike McMahon was sacked by James Dressing, but before McMahon went down, the football squirted away and John Anderson recovered for Dixie. So with 10:28 left in the half, Dixie had the football. Promptly fumbling the football again by Teddy James. Another pass interception by Bryce Peterson took the football back away from Phoenix. Then a punt that did not go very far. In fact, went as no gain at all on a punt that was shanked off the side of the foot by Dallin Carter, turned the football back to Phoenix. Phoenix forced the punt again. Dixie took the football over. Finally, another pass interception by Cater Daly brought the football back to Dixie's side. And so it's been a case of mistakes, 5 turnovers on each side, a whole bunch of penalties, mostly towards Dixie, and no offensive scoring by either side. All 16 points in the game have been put on the board by the Dixie defense. 16-0. Dixie leads at the half against Phoenix College. Let's take a 90-second break, and we'll check in with Jeff Wall on a halftime scoreboard. Back in
God help matters for Phoenix College.
Dixie has had the penalty since. First down, goal to go from the Phoenix 10-yard line. And it seems like we were here at this position not too long ago. 8:48 left in the third quarter. Dixie with a 23-0 lead. High formation on the running backs. Handoff goes to Rod Staley, puts his head down, gets to the 8-yard line, is bulldogged down by number 46, David Reagan again. Reagan on the tackle. And Staley on the carry, put it at the 8-yard line. Second and goal to go. Second and goal, 8:28 left. Actually, about 7.5 yards away from scoring territory. To the right side, Kendall Smith. To the left side, Brent Nyberg. Eye formation again. Brooke Burley, the quarterback. Burley, long count, lobs the pass intended for the end zone. Nyberg went inside instead of to the corner, and the pass way overthrown. Coming right back with the same pass intended as the one that produced the score the last time. The only thing is that Nyberg went the other way. Third down, goal to go at the Phoenix 8-yard line. Dixie with a 23-0 lead. The loss last week to Snow College took a lot of the enthusiasm out of this ball game, no question about it.
for both sides. Terry Weekly, wide to the left, to the right side. Kendall Smith. In motion, Rod Staley. Zips out in motion. The pass coming back to the right side. There's Nyberg. Hand fighting, gets the pass. Touchdown, Nyberg. For the 10th time this year, Brent Nyberg with the score. Make it 29-0. As Dixie has made everything lopsided in St. George and in Thatcher, Arizona, but all of the other road games have ended up on the debit side. 29-0. Dixie with the lead. Frank Lemon to attempt a point after. And with 8:05 left in the third quarter of play, Dixie just may have put this one beyond reach. We'll wait and see. The kick is up. It looks good. Is it good? Yes. 30-0. Dixie leads with 8:05 left in the third quarter, back in 60 seconds.
If your car sounds like that, you need to stop at the Minute Market fast. The Minute Market can take care of your gasoline, oil, or other lubricant needs. Hey, they are always available at a good price. Every day you can buy Shell 30-weight oil for only 99 cents, and you'll find other low prices on most national brands. There are 7 locations to serve you in St. George, Washington, Hurricane, Cedar City, and Mesquite. And remember, it only takes a minute at the Minute Market.
Subway sandwiches in St. George and Cedar City announces the Working Man's Combo.
The cold cut combo, working chow. You can put your money where your mouth is now. It ain't too fancy, but it's too fine. And it only costs $1.69. Only costs $1.69.
Subway.
Wide receivers each side. Alfred Tutunu split just slightly to the left also. Back to pass, Capele. Capele running. Flips over the middle, pass intercepted at the 35-yard line. Capele almost with the tackle, flag on the play, back to the 31-yard line. Let's see if that's a flag or a balloon on the field. As the pass is intercepted, Capele's pass intercepted there by number 23, Mike Stegmeier. And Stegmeier brings it back to the 31. Let's see if I did see a flag there on the field. And let's see if it's going to be a cliff coming up against Phoenix College. So the pass interception will stand. Stegmeier intercepts the pass. And there is a cliff. Stegmeier wearing number 23. And so once again, a turnover. That is the sixth turnover of the night for Dixie College. Five for Phoenix College. And a cliff. So it'll be first down and 10, and put it at the Dixie College 49-yard line. And suddenly, a very tight first half, no offense. It suddenly turned into an offensive third quarter. McMahon flips the pass, almost like a shortstop flipping to the second baseman, but it's incomplete, intended for Barton again. Barton got behind Kaler Daly. Incomplete pass, second down, 10 yards to go at the Dixie 49-yard line. This game being brought to you in part by Evans Hairstyling College and the St. George School of Hair Design, where you can get a perm every Tuesday for just $8. That's Evans Hairstyling College and the St. George School of Hair Design. Perms, Tuesdays, $8 at either of those two fine establishments. Quarterback, Mike McMahon, under pressure, throws it out to the right side, trying to get it to Barton, and there's a flag on the play. Is it going to be on Ragsdale? Ragsdale, I think, is going to be called for pass interference. Now Dixie's looking even more frustrated. Twilight Zone Part 2 continues. Will there be a Part 3 in a bowl game? We'll wait and see. Dixie needing a victory to be considered for a bowl game. We'll wait and see. Pass interference against Dixie. And that's against Ragsdale. With 7:23 left in the third quarter, that's going to help Phoenix along. And do we have shades of the Snow College ball game shaping up again? Mark it at the 34-yard line, at the Dixie 34. First down and 10 coming up for Phoenix at the Dixie 34-yard line. Wide to the left side, Al Jernigan. Coming to the right side, R.J. Lunt. With the running backs behind quarterback McMahon, and it's going to stay mostly a passing game. McMahon
has Rich Cafusi jump in front of him just when he's ready to pass and starts to take off. End of progress. Loss of a yard. Also in there on the pressure, John Anderson, and you name it. Rich Cafusi set that one up, though. A loss of a yard on the play. Back to the 35-yard line. Second down. 11 yards to go for Phoenix College. Coming into the lineup, Christian Barton. And also Mark McKenzie, the tight end. Replacement on tight end. Wide receivers each side. R.J. Lunt to the right side. To the left side, Al Jernigan. Back to pass. McMahon under pressure. Throws the pass. Is it intercepted? Yes! Grabbed off by Parker Ragsdale at the 22-yard line. So once again, another pass interception. And Ragsdale, who got the pass interference this time, gets the interception. With 6:37 left in the third quarter of play, it's first down and 10. And put it back at the Dixie 22-yard line. A very subdued crowd, as this has been a strange game to watch. To the right side, Nyberg. To the left side, Kendall Smith. Back in the quarterback, Brooke Burley. I formation on the running backs again. And let's see who the tailback is. It looks like Teddy James this time. James breaks up the middle at the 20, at the 30, still on his feet at the 35. Will be ridden down near the 37-yard line. So James explodes through the middle up to the Dixie 37-yard line, giving hints every once in a while of the potential for the young man that has never really been realized. Never been realized here at Dixie in his freshman year, after a redshirt freshman year at UNLV. To the right side, Weekly. To the left side, Nyberg. I formation again on the running backs. Teddy James back in at full tailback. Long count by Brooke Burley. Do you stay on the ground? Hand off to Teddy James. Let him do it again. James across the 40, down near the 43-yard line. James to the right side this time. Varying just slightly to the right, may have made it to the 44-yard line. The placement looks like it could have been that far. Let's see where they place it in the middle of the field. Just across the 43, almost to the 44. So second down and a long three coming up. Just short of the Dixie 44-yard line. 5:44 left in the third quarter of play. Dixie with a 30-7 lead. And a strange turn of events here in the third quarter. 16-0, Dixie led at the half. Suddenly two touchdowns for Dixie and one on a kickoff return for Phoenix College. Flag on the play. Flag sailing. Almost like a lawn dart as it sails from the 40-yard line up to the 50-yard line. Delay of game against Dixie. 5-yard penalty. Make it second down, 8 yards to go, and put it back at the Dixie 39-yard line. Second and 8. At the Dixie 39-yard line. To the right side, Smith. To the left side, Nyberg. Dixie with 5:21 left in the third quarter of play. Would like to just get out of this one with a victory. Handoff goes to James. Cuts to the outside, looking to turn the corner. Gets a straight arm across the 40. Back at the 46-yard line. Crashed out of bounds there. Once again by number 37, Travis Mowry, and number 66, David Peterson, who's been in on a lot of tackles. So James up to the 40. Let's double check and see where they're going to mark it. 47-yard line? Yes. Enough for the first down. First down and 10 at the 47-yard line. 5:07 left in the third quarter of play. Weekly to the right side, Nyberg to the left. High formation again on the running backs. Quarterback Burley, handoff to the first man through, doesn't get through. That's Rod Staley, stacked up at the line of scrimmage. Maybe a half-yard gain. Staley nailed immediately. Make it second down. Well, a half-yard gain. Just beyond the 47-yard line. Second down and a short 10, if you will. 4:45 left in a third quarter of play. 4:45 left. Just across the 47, not quite to the 48-yard line for Dixie. In motion, Greg Stokes, the fullback, left to right. Long count. Pitch goes to the outside. Teddy James looking for the block. Didn't get it. Gets inside the 50, though. drags a few people and squirms to the 47-yard line of Phoenix College. So a gain of 5 yards by Teddy James, who's having one of his better games, has not really played all that much this year. Nope, mark it at the 48 instead of Phoenix College. Third down, about 6 yards to go. 5.5. Little depending on which, where you're looking out on the field. 5.5, 5, 6, somewhere in there. Phoenix College in motion. Comes Rod Staley. Phoenix College on defense. The pass comes to Staley. Is it into his hands? No. Skips into his hands. Incomplete pass. Staley thought he had the pass received, and the official says no. Incomplete pass. Staley thought that he'd dived back and been able to get the pass. One official says yes. Another official says no, and let's see how it's going to ride. Mark it back to the Phoenix College 48-yard line. It'll go as an incomplete pass. One official marked it as if it was going to be a completed pass. The second one marked it and claimed incomplete. Fourth down coming up. Dallin Carter back to do the punting. Back deep to receive. Let's check the receivers. About the 10-yard line. The snap. Carter has some time. Now the time disappears. Gets the kick away, but it's partially deflected. Carter is touched, but Greg Stokes will grab it at about the 33-yard line. Carter had some time and it suddenly disappeared, and the Phoenix defender got a hand on the football. 3:33 left in the third quarter of play. Dixie gives up the football. First down and 10 for Phoenix. And put it at the Phoenix 33-yard line. We'll be selecting the KDXU offensive and defensive player of the game. Kaylor Dally has to be the odds-on favorite on the defensive side with those two pass interceptions for touchdowns. Both of them will receive beautiful trophies from Dixie Trophy. Back to pass, McMahon throws it over the middle, has it complete to his tight end. Just as John Baker got there on the quarterback, the tight end, number 80, Mark McKenzie, with his first reception of the night. So for the first time, over the middle to the tight end for Phoenix College, trying to bury their attack a little bit. Mark it at the 40-yard line. Second down, about 3 yards to go at the Phoenix 40. And the Phoenix Bears, who saw the first 30 points put on the board by Dixie, trying to get more than the 7 points that they have. 30-7, Dixie with the lead in the third quarter of play. Quarterback Mike McMahon runs into his own running back and then just dives forward to get what he can near the 42-yard line. So McMahon, and what has looked more and more like a sandlot game for both teams offensively, neither offense really has looked all that great. A ball player is down, and it may be the tight end, McKenzie. Let's double check and see it if it is number 80, McKenzie. It looks like it is, and that's what Phoenix needs, is just another injury. McKenzie is down. The score, 30-7, Dixie out in front. Correction, not McKenzie, it's Lorenz, the running back. Let's take a 60-second break. 30-7, Dixie out in front, 2:48 left in the third quarter, back in 60.
If you need a Toyota 4Runner, van, or a pickup for your tailgate party, get into Stanger Toyota, 100 West St. George Boulevard in St. George. And remember to support the Dixie Rebels football program. Go Rebels! Yay! You know, they say that if you go to Stanger Toyota on game day during football season, you can get any deal you want. So they can get back to the game, of course. And thanks for listening.
Subway Sandwiches in St. George and Cedar City announces the Working Man's Combo.
The cold-cut combo, working chow. You can put your money where your mouth is now. It ain't too fancy, but it suits me fine. And it only costs $1.69. Only costs $1.69.
Subway's new cold-cut combo. 6 inches for $1.69. It's the working class hero.
30-7, Dixie with a lead, and still down is Lorenz, the running back. Phoenix College already pitifully thin at the running back position this year because of injuries from midway through the season on, and working with their second-string quarterback when Kent Kiefer went down. Now Mike McMahon, the first-string quarterback, and it is a struggle. Lorenz still down, and it looked like he was holding his knee at first. And is still down on the field. 2:48 left in the third quarter of play. Just a reminder, in a what is a wild game night for us, we'll have a doubleheader of action after this ball game. Mike McGarry will be on from Hobbs, New Mexico, with the championship game of the Thunderbird Invitational as Dixie College takes on New Mexico Junior College immediately following this game. We'll have a post-game show with Coach Greg Kroshoff. Wrap it up and get right to basketball. Part of that post-game show will be the selection of our players of the game. Just a reminder, earlier in this quarter, the first touchdown reception by Brent Nyberg, that was the first score by either offense on the night, with 12-12 left in the third quarter, is our J&J Building Supply play of the game. So be listening to XV Kelly Show Monday through Friday between 6 and 10 a.m. in order to pick up, have your chance to win some prizes. And be listening to Mike McGarry in the game that follows. You may win some other prizes on the J&J First Dixie Dunk Award. As the last night, Jerm Williams got the first dunk of the year, and that was a little iffy at best, but he still counted it last night. Tonight, let's see who gets the first dunk for Dixie, if there is one. We'll wait and see. Dixie 2-0 on the basketball season, looking for win number 3, and Lorenz is still down. This game being brought to you in part by St. George Tire Center. St. George Tire Center at 15 South Bluff in St. George, where you can always get the best buy on Goodyear tires. For your car or truck, remember St. George Tire Center. We mentioned Dixie has won 3 out of the last 4 games they played with Phoenix, and that makes Dixie 3-12 against the Phoenix College Bears. That gives you an idea of the struggles Dixie has had against Phoenix. The first win ever for Dixie against the Bears came in the Valley of the Sun Bowl game, the second year out for Coach Greg Kroshaw. Dixie, in the 6 years, 6 complete seasons that Greg Kroshaw has been the head coach of Dixie, participated in the Valley of the Sun Bowl game his second year. In the 4th year, participated in the Roaring Ranger Bowl in Texas. And then the 5th and 6th years, participated, of course, in the first 2 Dixie Rotary Bowl games. Lorenz walking very slowly. Not sure if it's knee or ankle, but they have him up on his feet. It will be a little while before he gets to the sidelines. Phoenix College, everyone sitting on the bench, except a handful along the sidelines, as it's a little bit of a subdued ball club on each side. Not really the fire that you would expect in the Dixie-Phoenix game. Now, last year, this game ended up deciding the championships of the Western States Football League. And that championship went to Dixie as the Rebels came up with a 49-28 victory over Phoenix College last year. What turned out to be a wild, wild game at Hoy Stadium in Phoenix. But this year, it's for pride for Phoenix College and for Dixie to keep any faint hopes alive for a bowl game. But it looks like it's more than faint hopes. It looks like there's a good chance for Dixie to pick up a bowl bid, as there has been some contact. Whether those bids will actually be coming forward, we'll wait and see. Pass intercepted by Parker Ragsdale at the 47-yard line. Ragsdale has some running room inside the 10, down near the 5-yard line. Flags upfield, and there's going to be flags. John Baker against a couple of Phoenix ball players. And let's see if that's going to be a dead ball foul. I think it's going to be. So once again, a pass interception, this time by Ragsdale, his second of the night, and Ragsdale making a good case for himself. Pass interception from the 47-yard line of Phoenix down to the Phoenix 5-yard line. Flags on a fight upfield. A couple of Phoenix ball players got into it with John Baker, and at 6'8", John Baker, well over 250 pounds. He marked him at 6'8 and about 265. Unsportsmanlike conduct against Dixie. Unsportsmanlike conduct against Phoenix College, and ball players have been thrown out. Baker And number four, Lloyd Cook. And I'm not sure who the other ball player that was thrown out for Phoenix College. I'm not sure who that one is. There were three ball players thrown out. 75 for Dixie and Cook. And one other ball player, I think, for Phoenix College have been thrown out. We'll double check. Offsetting unsportsmanlike conduct calls. With 2:39 left in the third quarter of play, first and goal from the 5-yard line of Phoenix College. Dixie with a chance to put another score on the board, leading 30-7. Handoff goes to the tailback to Prentice Lanier. Lanier will go in. Touchdown, Lanier. Molly has his touchdown. And Lanier, who had a touchdown earlier this year, let's double check. I believe that is his second on the year. His touchdown number two, and Molly Lanier in for the TD. Makes it 36-7, Dixie, with 2:33 left in the third quarter. 36-7 on the touchdown run by Lanier. And attempting the point after is Frank Lemon. More fans starting to leave now. Quite a few fans starting to leave as they figure this one's over with 2:33 left in the third quarter. The kick is up. It looks good. It is good. 2:33 left, 37-7. Dixie with the lead back in 60 seconds.
Winning is a habit with the Dixie College Rebels, and at Sun Capital Bank, you are always the winner. And that's the way you are treated by the friendly staff. You can't find a better place to put your money where savings accounts and CDs all earn the highest interest rates. You can even get an interest-bearing checking account at Sun Capital, and all accounts are FDIC insured. There are two easy-to-find locations, one on South Bluff and one on 100 East. Sun Capital Bank, the money place.
I got a $1.69 now, what'll I get? Don't want nothing that'll put me in debt, but I'm a working man, and I eat my share. I want a cold-cut combo from you-know-where.
Subway feeds the working man. No one makes a combo like Subway can. Three kinds of meat, that's what I said. Cheese and free fixings on fresh baked bread.
Subway sandwiches on North Bluff, 700 South, and in Cedar City.
From Utah's Dixie, 890 KDXU, St. George.
It isn't pretty, but Dixie's leading 37-7 with 2:33 left in the third quarter of play. And about half of the fans in the center section left. On the wings, they're staying, but in the center section, about half the fans left after that touchdown. Parker Ragsdale with his second pass interception of this quarter. The kick by Lemon is going to come down, land at about the 11-yard line, taken by Lewis. Lewis up to the 21-yard line, veers to the outside. Lewis trying to reverse his field. Lewis at the 23 will finally be nailed at the 29-yard line. As Nate Hansen is there on the tackle, came out with a football, but it was too late. Number 57 also in on the tackle, Rob Clausing. So Lewis from the 11. And officially will be placed down where? At the 29-yard line or at the 30? Let's see where they're going to make it. Maybe the 28-yard line. Okay. Trying to figure out where the footballs are flying. They're flying in two different directions to the Phoenix 28-yard line. First down and 10 for Phoenix at their own 28. Quarterback Mike McMahon, yes, stays in there. Handoff goes to the tailback. Spun around is Christian Barton. Barton, who owns the only touchdown for Phoenix College in a 37-7 game, came on a kickoff return, gets to the 30-yard line. Barton on the return, or on the carry that time, gain of a couple of yards. Make it second down, 8 yards to go. Some outstanding defensive efforts tonight. Rich Cafusi, James Stressy, David Morrison, Sid Smith, the defensive backfield has been stunning tonight for Dixie. Wide receivers each side. I formation, handoff to the first man through. Bulldogging, bullying his way forward to about the 33-yard line is the fullback. And let's check the number. We've got some new numbers in there. What with the ejections and all. The new man in there looks to be number 45. That's Keith Shank. Or Shirk. Keith Shirk. S-H-E-R-K. Shirk. On the carry. Up to the Phoenix 33-yard line. Third down coming up. Third down, about 5 yards to go. A long five. I formation again. McMahon back to pass under pressure, throwing to the outside, has a complete to Jernigan. Yes, first down. Jernigan near the 46-yard line. Jernigan on the reception. This Phoenix team is showing some signs of some... Don't make it the 45 of Phoenix. This Phoenix team showing some signs that they're going to at least have enough heart to put up a pretty good fight next year. They're going to have the talent that's freshman this year. Dixie College trying to rally the forces, and they did get things pointed in the right direction offensively here in the third quarter, and that's been the difference so far as Dixie has expanded out that lead. Pass to the right side, or to the left side, comes back to number 44 in there. That's R.J. Lunt. Lunt on the reception, close to a first down. So McMahon starting to connect on some passes. Put it just short of the Dixie 45-yard line, just inside the Dixie 46. So second down, less than a yard to go. 37-7. Dixie leads, 20 seconds left in the third quarter of play. Two receivers to the right. Phoenix College trying to claw their way back. Split the running backs behind quarterback McMahon. Here comes the rush. The screen pass to the tight end, and McKenzie can't hang on to it. McKenzie is drilled by Kaylor Dally as the pressure was right there by Stressing and Morrison. Stressing and Morrison, face guard to face guard with quarterback McMahon, incomplete pass. And Dally put a hit on McKenzie just as the football hit his fingertips. Third down, less than a yard to go at the Dixie 46. The Dixie defense has shut out Phoenix. The only score coming on a kickoff return. Here comes the rush again. McMahon throwing over the middle. Intercepted by Ragsdale at the 38-yard line. Down the sideline. Ragsdale may go all the way. Ragsdale, touchdown. And after Kaylor Dally began things, Parker Ragsdale jumping into the consideration for that defensive player of the game. So Ragsdale, with his third consecutive pass interception, ends the third quarter with a touchdown. We'll have the point after. That ends the third quarter from the Dixie 38-yard line, a 62-yard return. And Parker Ragsdale, with three pass interceptions this quarter, Kaylor Dally early, Parker Ragsdale now, and now we have a little bit of an argument to find out who could be our defensive player of the game because both have played so very well. Lemon to do the point after work. The snap, the kick, it's up. Is it good? Yes. End of third quarter. Dixie 44, Phoenix 7. Back in 60 seconds.
At Motorsports,
left to go. Third and a long five, just across the 31-yard line. 13:40 left in the ball game. Phoenix College had to feel pretty good about just keeping close to Dixie in the first half. Pitch goes to the outside. Driven back will be Christian Barton. Barton, as Howard Reeve got there. Also in there, Thad DeHart, Kaylor Dally, Dave Walsh, and Rich Capuzzi. Gain, no, loss of about a half yard on the play. So Barton going nowhere. Keep it inside the 31 now. About a half yard loss. Fourth down, a long five coming up, and a punting situation.